Warriors turned statesmen appear throughout the course of history, but in Western civilization, the legend of Lucius Quintus Cincinnatus sets the standard for the unlikely hero turned great dictator. Weekend Edition's Classics commentator Elaine Fantham joins us from the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Elaine, good to be back with you.
Hello, Scott.
Elaine, Cincinnatus was a farmer, he was a statesman, and a great general of the 5th century BC. Where do we begin his story?
Well, the Romans had to, I think, recreate quite a lot of this story. It was lost in the mists of history. Mm-hmm. If you go to the first generation of the Free Republic, they had this story about the great statesman who was very severe, and when he was the official consul, he had scolded the Romans for wasting their time on factional quarrels between the patricians and the plebeians, and he had three grown-up sons, one of whom got into severe trouble and was found guilty and fined, and he withdrew from politics. And so we have our friend Cincinnatus as withdrawn to his little farm across the Tiber. And the Romans had an emergency. Their consul had gotten himself trapped. He and the army were trapped, so the Romans had no consul, they had no army. So they sent to Cincinnatus, and there he was, ploughing his bit of field, when the official attendants came and they said, Cincinnatus, we need to talk to you, but first you must put on your toga. Now, you might say, what's all this about? But Romans only did official business when they were properly dressed in their togas. The rest of the time, of course, they relaxed in T-shirts and jeans, which in the Roman case is, you know, a tunic of some kind. That's, you'd be ploughing in a tunic. And as soon as he'd wiped the sweat off his brow and put on his toga, they said, Cincinnatus, we have come to offer you the dictatorship of the Roman people. Mm. You must assume absolute military command. We have a real crisis here. So they ferried him back across the Tiber to Rome, and he summoned everyone to the forum, and they marched off in the middle of the night, and they arrived where the enemy was blockading the Roman consul. And then they uttered wild war whoops and attacked, and the enemy caved in. They knew when they were beaten. And Cincinnatus came home with his men and was given a huge triumph and a very warm welcome. Mm-hmm. And he said, fine, now I'm going to lay down my office. I know you made me dictator for 6 months, but that was enough. So after 15 days, he laid down his office as a public hero and presumably went back and finished the ploughing.
Mm. Lane, why did they turn to Cincinnatus? I mean, if the Roman Senate wanted to make someone a dictator, I would imagine this was a job with an awful lot of applicants.
The dictatorship was kind of new, and you didn't want an applicant, you know? You wanted the man who was unselfish and had a stern sense of duty and only took a job like this because he was told the country needed him.
What do you think makes the story of Cincinnatus compelling to people these days?
Well, it is very realistic. I mean, the story comes complete with him having to dress up in fancy clothes to get the message. Them finding him actually dirty and sweaty. Livy says he had to wipe the sweat off his face from ploughing, and so he would. So I think it's this sense that you could come from being a very simple, hardworking, virtuous person to being a national hero who saved the day.
Elaine Fantham is a professor emerita of classics at Princeton University and our classics commentator, joining us from Toronto. Elaine, always wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you, Scott.